Yep.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Greetings, greetings, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting right next to me, a mere 164 miles to my north, the always irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios in Redneckville, Arkansas. How's everything going this morning, Matt?
Jay, I'm on top of the world, got a top hat on, my tap shoes on, looking like Mr. Peanut. I have a day off today, and Schmoop's off this week. It's going to be a real hootenanny here in Bagwine today.
Oh, man. Hope nobody calls the cops on you two. A whole day off, that's just... No,
yeah,
I was just saying a whole day off. I mean, that's just crazy right there.
It's crazy. Dwight by Mikey gave me the day off. So,
yeah.
First day off in 3 months.
Oh. Yeah.
So I'm going to spend my day going through the beer mine and giving them shit. I'm just going to keep going round and round. And tell him, hey,
say,
no, I've got exact change. Just give me a second.
Do you have a medium-sized bag of ice?
That's right.
Do you have cherry limeade?
I
in
got
the 20-ounce bottle?
after three plus years there, this has only happened twice. Someone came in yesterday and asked for buttermilk.
Oh, God.
To which
I
wanted to tell him, you know, we don't have it, but if you go out the exit, hang a right, and drive 200 miles to Amish country, maybe you can find some.
And it won't have any of those nasty preservatives and human growth, or, you know, growth hormones and stuff like that that they feed cattle.
Exactly.
Yeah. But of course, you know, long about like 6 o'clock tonight, you'll be like, damn, I can't wait to get back to work.
Jay, probably by 6 o'clock tonight, I will be drunk and passed out.
And that's a quality vacation day right there.
Well, it is. In fact, I told my cohort in crime at the beer mine, Pizza Bill. Some people, you know, they spend thousands of dollars on a fancy vacation. I figure I'm losing about $50 by not working. We're going to spend $10 on some rallies and beer. I'm having the time of my life for $60 today, baby.
There you go. Oh, you decided on rallies, did you?
Well, yeah, I think so.
No,
because you gotta eat.
Well, last night you said you were trying to decide on which the big fast food places you were going to hit today, and I recommended Culver's Butterburgers, but Rally's is good too.
Yeah, well, I figure, and Rally's is like 20 seconds away from here, whereas Culver's I'd have to actually get in the car and Dodge State Patrolmen and stuff, which could put a damper on the vacation.
Good. And it just doesn't taste as good when you're eating in the back of a state police car.
No, it doesn't. So, big plans for you today, or are you just like us, we're sweltering in the heat?
Oh, just going to – we have a heat advisory down here today. It's supposed to be 99 degrees.
Wow.
Along with ridiculous levels of humidity and all that crap. So we're just doing our best to live through this brutal weather we're having.
Yeah, it's the same here. It's in the 90s today. You know, they might turn on the fire hydrants to let the kids splash in them. And I guess down there, like Uncle Ed, he goes, cranks the hand pump, doesn't he? And the kids.
Yeah.
You only get 10 seconds apiece. Don't want the well to run dry.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, while they're shooting the... letting the water spray out of the fire hydrants down there. Run down there with your camera and get some close-ups of the little kids. I know that's a good time.
Since, and you know since, I like little since, kids.
Since school's not in session and you can't troll the junior high like you had planned on.
And for those of you who don't know, I mentioned this on Facebook last night, that if school was in session, I'd spend my day off cruising the middle schools, which went over with... not so great response.
But I did enjoy the moment when one of them told you to at least go to the high school, and you said high school girls know better.
Yeah, that works again.
Yeah. I mean, I found that funny. The woman who told you to try the high school didn't find it funny at all, apparently. But
no, she disappeared from my screen. I am not allowed to contact her at all anymore.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. Well, let's just get everything going. First of all, we got a nice crowd in the chat room. Not large, but they're nice people. We got
good people,
Joker.
Decent people.
Yeah, good people. Joker, Rich, and of course, Average Chick.
Yeah. Well, actually, we have four people in the chat room.
And who would that fourth one be, Jay?
Because the fourth one would be Cletus the Fetus, the official fetus of I'm With Stupid Radio.
There's no finer fetus in the world.
Exactly.
And I'm glad this isn't our Saturday night show, because I wouldn't have been able to say that.
Probably my favorite fetus of all time.
Always. And AC, yeah. If you get a chance, we'd like a picture of the ultrasound at some point, and, you know, slap it on the website, slap it on the T-shirt, and we'll be good to go.
Yeah.
Because you're never too young to get stupid, are you?
Exactly. We want to start them stupid.
That way it's not a shock.
Right. Well, okay. I guess we could get into things here. Oh, quick shout out to South Sudan again, the newest nation on earth. Still a little upset that we haven't gotten a hit on the website from South Sudan yet, but, you know, we're still supporting them and we're proud of them and all that stuff.
But that's right. And nonetheless, I'll still give them their unrecorded fanfare. Bum, ba, ba, ba.
There you go. And for those of you who aren't able to, aren't near a TV or not watching online, Hee Kung So and So Yoon Ri are about to start a playoff for the U.S. Women's Open. And after that playoff, they're going to mud wrestle, I hope.
That is exciting.
Yeah. That is exciting. Couple of Korean hotties getting after it. Swinging their sticks.
They're South Korean, of course.
Of course.
Yes. And they probably look different because, as you know, North Korean women They all look the same equally.
They all look like, oh shit, I can't think of his name, whatever. Dear Leader.
Uh-huh. What? Oh my God, this is terrible. One of us should have found that one.
I have this thing that I can't think of things like that. All of a sudden, I can't remember his fucking name. Wait, I have the Googles here at my disposal.
To the Google Mobile.
North Korean.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Jong-il, of course.
Thank you.
God. It was going to bug me all day long. And, I've gotten nine. Good Lord, I got nine emails since the show started. People, I'm busy. I got things to do here.
And it's kind of funny. I have call waiting. And for the first time in 6 months, one of my brothers just tried to get through on the line today. This is a busy day, folks.
Well, we're popular guys.
We are. And we've got a lot to get to. Oh, we have a guest.
Plus, we have a caller.
Oh, we do?
And we have a caller.
Yeah, I heard you.
Okay.
Let's go to said caller. Hey, 609, you're with Stupid. Go ahead.
Hello? You don't know who this is? You don't know who this is? I'm just listening.
Oh, yeah.
Jay,
sorry about that, Vinster. This is Mr. Vinny Bond.
I forgot that. Just listening rule. I forgot that.
Okay.
Well, we'll mute you, Vinny.
My
computer will not let me stream it. This is the only way I get to listen to you guys.
Oh. Well, we appreciate it. Do you want us to mute you? We'll mute you if you want.
Yeah, you can mute me. I mean, you know, if you want to bring me in at some point, that's fine. You know, you want to bust my balls, that's okay. You know? Matt wants to tell the world that how much he loves me. That's cool. He bring me on.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, why don't we mute you? Oh, there. Much better. Anyway, thanks for listening, Vinny. And you guys can listen to Vinny Bond every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio on his show, Music on the Couch, where he has new and unsigned artists and great music, great interviews. It's always a good time.
You are not Mr. J-Man. You are Mr. Segway. That was nice. That was a smooth move.
That wasn't bad at all. So,
anyway.
Okay, anyway. We're almost halfway
happened.
Through the live stream portion of the show. I guess we should get into it now.
We should. What do you want to start off with, Jay?
I say we start off with, I don't know, what do you think, Matt?
Oh, nice toss. Well, you know, we do like politics, and some disturbing news from one of I'm with Stupid's favorite GOP candidates, former CEO of Godfather's Pizza, Herman Cain. I heard, Jay, there's rumors going around that he's having trouble raising dough.
No.
and for someone
who prefers thick crust, that's a problem.
Yes, it is. And then we've got Tim Pawlenty picking on our favorite GOP babe.
Not going to put up with this.
No.
Not going to put up with this at all. I didn't really see what he saw. I didn't really see what all he said, but I know that
he pretty much said she has no record in all her years in Congress, and she is not equipped to be president of the United States.
Well,
that's,
you know,
a little harsh.
Truthful as that may be, it's still kind of rude.
It is to pick on Michelle Bachmann like that. And the only reason
that's
he's doing it, because when he tries to pick on Mitt and Mitt shows up, you know, he gets all oogly and says, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. So I'll pick on the girl.
He'll pick on the girl. And we'll see in the next debate if he's man enough to stand up to the girl, because he certainly wasn't man enough to stand up to Mitt.
Nope.
As he stood there cowering in the New Hampshire debate.
I think that's the first time since all those years back in Arkansas that anyone cowered to a Mormon.
And speaking of Michelle Bachmann,
yeah,
she and Rick Santorum both signed this loony pledge that this radical right-wing group called the Family Leader put out, where they make all kinds of pledges about being perfect Christians and forcing their perfect Christianity on everybody else, and banning gay marriage and promising fidelity. And, oh, you know, Newt Gingrich says he's going to sign it too, by the way, which that's pretty hilarious.
Well, I was going to ask you, because I know how you like him, is he still running for president? I wasn't.
More or less, yeah.
More or less. Okay.
And, of course, that pledge also was to ban pornography.
Yeah.
And my favorite part of the pledge was where they acknowledge and they mention that little black babies born into slavery were actually better off than black kids born into Obama's America.
And ain't that the truth?
Yeah, because, you know, being sent out into the cotton fields as a child, being denied any kind of freedom or the right to learn to read and write, and maybe even being sold off before you hit puberty, is a great fucking life.
Well, it keeps you on your toes. It kind of gives you that Marine atmosphere because, you know, being a Marine, they have to adapt and overcome. So it teaches you some good life lessons.
I guess so. It builds character, teaches you to be tough.
am I dreaming this, or did we actually catch up with Michelle Bachmann at some point this weekend?
Michelle Bachmann did a quick little live remote for us.
Really?
From the Sam Adams Brewery in Boston.
Well, we've got to hear this.
Well, I'll just play it right now, folks. Check this out.
All right.
Hello, America. Michelle Bachmann here for I'm With Stupid, and I'm coming to you live from the Sam Adams Brewery near Boston, Massachusetts. Now that Budweiser sold out to the socialists from Belgium, Sam Adams is the largest beer maker in America. Well, some people claim that Yingling is larger, but they sound foreign, so we'll ignore them. Sam Adams beer is named for that great American patriot, Samuel Adams, who, as we all know, bravely parachuted into Bastogne, Lithuania, where the 101st Airborne was pinned down by Roman legions during World War II. He took with him a 30-pack to make sure every American soldier got a nice cold beer with his MRE. Such a brave man Sam was. This all happened before Mitt Romney was governor, and he turned Massachusetts into a socialist hellhole where state money is used to murder fetuses. If Sam were alive today, he would never have put up with that. And of course, while I'm celebrating Samuel Adams, I should point out that I don't drink. If you want to sell your soul to the devil, I guess it's no business of mine. Until I become president, and then I've pledged to ban all alcohol. Because if you drink, you might watch porn. And if you watch porn, you might masturbate. Anyhoodle. Sam Adams beer stands as a great example of American ingenuity and entrepreneurship, something you'll never see in a place like, say, France. Their production facilities are state-of-the-art, and their distribution is so innovative. This is what being a great American is all about, don't you know? So cheers, and God bless America.
And that was nice of Michelle to tape that little remote for us like that?
It was, and I think as unless our audience is deaf, I think after listening to that, you can tell why I'm a stupid in her corner right now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because we support the idea of banning pornography. It's immoral, it's sexist, and it usually has bad lighting.
Exactly. As Anthony Weiner found out.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Also, big news. It's like she can't leave the news. Let's see, in a few days, Casey Anthony's getting off, Jay.
Yep. On Sunday, she'll be set free, free to run straight into the arms of the Mat Man.
I do have a date with her on the 17th, and you know where I'm going to take her?
Where?
Chuck E. Cheese. I'm being around, being around all the little...
Being around all the little kids will cheer her up and make her feel better. And I think, did we lose Mat Man?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think she's comfortable in that kind of environment. She could get into the little thing with all the balls with the kids. And...
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. She, you know, she loves kids, I'm sure.
She loves them to death.
But, well, I tell you when the verdict was read, it set off what of course is one of my favorite things that happens from time to time in America, and that is a week of outrage. It was just an outrage-a-thon all week long. People screaming and yelling and throwing things. Just absolutely furious because a little white girl was killed.
Exactly.
And she didn't get justice.
And that's why we have like 30 state senators in Florida and congressmen all the place coming up and writing their drafts for Kaylee's Law.
Kaylee's Law, exactly. Exactly. We have to pander to everybody. And I tell you, you know, like as you mentioned on Twitter, and I agreed with you wholeheartedly, if Kaylee Anthony was black, most of these people who were riveted to that trial wouldn't have given a shit. then the media wouldn't even have mentioned it. If Casey Anthony were innocent and convicted, and then 10 years from now, after spending 10 years on death row, and new evidence came to light, and we found out that someone else killed Kaylee and that Casey was completely innocent, all these people who were outraged wouldn't even mention it, wouldn't even notice it. And they wouldn't be outraged at the unfair conviction either. Are you going to join the show, Matt? Okay, I guess it's my show. if Kaylee had died of malnutrition, or if she had starved to death and was just another poor little baby born in the ghetto, would all these people who were, you know, bitching all week long and going bonkers all week long have cared? Do they even know how many children are born into poverty in this country and live in just absolutely horrendous living conditions? I mean, I'm not defending the verdict. I don't know. I didn't watch any of the trial, so I don't know what any of the evidence was or any of that shit. But it's just constant, you know. People go completely bonkers over stuff, and hell, it's, you know, shit like that happens every single day in this country, and There's children living in just absolutely horrendous conditions. They're suffering from abuse and they're being, you know, whatever. But anyway, we all got our outrage on for a week over Casey, and Casey will go free on Sunday, and she'll be free to go out there and search for the real killer, or more likely get her own reality TV show and just become the next big celebrity. And Mattman has fallen off. I guess Time Warner got him. So if anybody would like to call in, the phone line's open. Hey, there's Mattman.
And they're open at 661-244-9852. And being the professional I am, I didn't miss a beat on that, did I?
No, you didn't. Excellent.
Yeah. And here's to Time Warner Cable, the official cable company of the I'm With Stupid program.
All right. So we've got about almost or 3.5 minutes left in the live stream. If anybody wanted to call in, they could do so. They may exactly. Matt called in. You can do so too. Vinny called in. We still got him on hold. But if you have any opinions on Casey Anthony, call in. Let us know. Maybe I'm completely wrong. I doubt it, but maybe I am.
I don't think you are. We also have big news this weekend, Jay. Derek Jeter hit number 3,000.
You know, Derek Jeter, not just a great baseball player, but one of the greatest human beings of all time.
Godlike.
Well, he's a combination of Gandhi, Abraham Lincoln, and Martin Luther King, apparently, according to all the sports media. In fact, the only person in the sports world who is greater than Derek Jeter is white Jesus himself, Tim Tebow.
That's right. And unlike Eddie Murray, what we like about Derek Jeter, he's a non-threatening looking black man. You know, a little lighter skin, doesn't have that menacing look on his face.
Eddie Murray was not exactly the nicest looking fellow you'll ever see, was he?
No, he wasn't. I'll tell you what, though, there should be an asterisk next to Jeter's 3,000 hits, because when he came up, it was during the during affirmative action in Major League Baseball, and they started him off with 600. So, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Mattman.
Yeah. I have nothing against Derek Jeter. I think Derek Jeter is a great baseball player and probably is a really great guy. And it's easy to be jealous of Derek Jeter with his hundreds of millions of dollars that he's made and his 5 World Series rings and the fact that he's marrying Minka Kelly. But, God, just if the media would just, you know, tone it down a bit. It's the same thing with Tebow. I like Tim Tebow just fine. I can't stand the media demanding that I love Tim Tebow more than anybody else on earth.
It is the worst. And you're correct. It's not Tebow and it's not Jeter. It's the media. Joe Scarborough pointed this out a couple times, where he got sick of hearing sports announcers on college football say, "You spend 10 minutes with Tim Tebow and your life will be changed."
I know it. Even if it's true, I'm tired of them telling me that it is.
Oh, goodness. So, there you have it.
So, there you have it.
Live feed's about to end.
Yep, live feed, 40 seconds. If you wanted to call in, you better do it quickly.
661-244-9852.
These people never call in. You know why? Because they're pussies. Because that's how you should end a show, by taking a cheap shot at your listeners.
When you know they can't call in and rebut it.
Exactly. Wait till you hear what we say about you in the after show.
And if And if you'd like to hear that, you can always pick it up at iwsradio.blogspot.com and listen to yourself be berated.
Yeah. An average chick's reply is, yep, I've got a pussy. Well, you know, she has a point.
Yeah, she does. Rich Rodriguez came in right there at the last minute.
Yeah, well, there. He doesn't have anything else to do. You know, he got fired at Michigan, so.
I think it's an assumed name for A-Rod, and he's jealous that we were talking about Derek Jeter.
Probably so. I mean, he did have to pick the day Derek Jeter got the 3,000th hit to announce that he's going to have surgery on his whittle knee.
It's probably, he's saying he was going in for water on the knee probably, but it's really steroids on the knee. They got to drain all that.
got to drain all the HGH off the knee.
That's right.
Not H2O. And we got the Twitter machine tells me that Michelle Obama will attend Betty Ford's funeral.
Oh, I meant to get into that. I was so sad in her passing because, you know, not only was she, you know, First Lady, she threw some incredible parties. When her and Kitty Dukakis used to get together back in the day, holy cow.
That was some wild times right there now.
Yes, it was. I think Grace Slick was there a couple times.
Yep. Michelle Obama will attend the funeral, and I'm going to attend the wake. Actually, I threw a wake for her on Saturday night.
Oh,
yeah, with a little wild Irish rose.
Yeah, very good. How'd that work out for you?
Oh, it worked out. Yeah, that's some interesting stuff right there now.
Do you have any bad dreams or anything?
Actually, you know, no, I didn't. And I wasn't hungover Sunday, which is kind of a scary thought.
That's probably because you slept through the night like a rock.
Probably.
Everything just shut down. Now, I'll tell you what. You mentioned the Green Rose, and we'd be more than happy to send you a bottle of Green Rose.
I don't think I could handle the green.
I think you could. I'll tell you what, Jay. It's a temptress. It's interesting.
It's a temptress, but it's also a cruel mistress.
It is a cruel mistress. But it has a nice... The only problem with it, when the bouquet hits your nose and then the first initial touch of the tongue, it's all nice. It tastes like apple. The finish, no, not so good. But as in studio with me today, as you know, is Shmoop. So she said, tell Jay, tough shit, it's already on the way.
Shmoopalicious in the studio.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, baby. And Shmoop with a whole week off.
Yep.
Got some big plans for the week, too.
Oh, yeah, and she already started on those plans as she went to bed at 2 p.m. yesterday afternoon, and she got out of bed today at 10 a.m. So I think we know what the...
I think we know what the schedule's going to be like.
Yes. What about you, J-Man? Any big plans this week?
Just the usual, you know. I'm just going to be out and about, getting things done, trying to avoid the paparazzi.
But you'll be making things happen, won't you?
Yeah, making things happen, absolutely. Thinking outside the box.
Oh, you know, folks, if you're listening, well, you're not listening now, but if you listen later, you go to our website and check out our sports editor, Slider Ballscock. You know what I find interesting about him, Jay?
What's that?
Well, the rest of the sports journalists are covering, like, Derek Jeter, which he touched upon, but and the All-Star Game, the baseball All-Star Game. You know, he talks about women's soccer and Amy Winehouse. He's always living on the edge. And just like you, thinking outside the box.
Absolutely. He's not, he doesn't live in the confines of the sports media bubble that so many of them do.
Exactly.
Where they all, you know, they all are susceptible to groupthink, and they all talk about the same thing and the, you know, the conventional wisdom.
Right.
Not Slider. Not Slider.
No.
He stays away from that.
Yes, he does. I don't know if it's his own thinking or he just can't get a press pass to these events, but either way, he makes it work.
He might just be drawing these observations from his own apartment while watching stuff on TV, but
some may think that, some.
Anyway, oh, and that was a thrilling win by the U.S. women's soccer team yesterday over Brazil. The,
yes, it was. Where
the
was
referee
that
in somewhere in Germany?
Yeah, it was in Munchausen by proxy Germany. That's where the game
exactly.
was held.
And the referees did all they could to try to steal it for Brazil.
I know.
But you know, but American greatness overcame that.
And I wish I had her name because I just saw a clip with an interview of one of the USA players. The chick is hot.
Might have been Hope Solo, the goalie. The goalkeeper there, yeah. She could I'd like to send one through her five hole, let me tell you.
We're always raising the bar here on Omni.
And we got Soyeon Ri has lined up a birdie putt on the first playoff hole here. It's a big, big sweeping cut, left breaking putt that's, well, she left it way short, way short.
Oh,
hasn't anybody ever told her, never up, never in?
That's something I hear all the time is, you left it way short again.
3 inches short, dead in the hole again, buddy.
I bet with any luck I'll hear that later this afternoon.
Uh-huh. After the rallies.
After the rallies, that's right. And we still have 7 minutes left.
I know. Did you want to did you have any thoughts on Casey Anthony since you weren't available while I was running through some of my thoughts?
But I think I know what your thoughts were. You when I got cut off, you were talking about if it was a black woman. No one would have cared, and that's true. If it was a black woman and a black kid, no one would have cared.
Absolutely. And I mentioned that if it was just, you know, another poor little baby born in the ghetto, nobody would have cared. And
so, I think Elvis taught us that all those years ago.
He did. He did. Elvis and Mac Davis.
Mac Davis? Oh, my God.
Well, Mac Davis wrote it.
Well, you know, Jay, you know how I pace, and when you mentioned the name Mac Davis, I stopped in my tracks.
He has that effect on people.
Yes, he does. So, yeah, I mean, you're correct. I don't know if there's anything, there's no way to expound upon that. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, another thing would be the, it means so much more because it was a child. I disagree with that, too, because
I
think all life is precious. Everybody is equal. Everybody's life matters. Everybody matters. She doesn't matter more because she was a child, because she had so much more potential. She had potential for bad, too. We don't know. Kaylee might have ended up, working the pole at 16.
Could have been. Her name was Kaylee,
Wait a minute. That would actually be a good thing. Let's see. She could...
You need to put that on my Facebook page. Just help me out some more there, Jay. In fact, why don't you leave something on my wall today that says, "Hey, Matt, I found this hot 14-year-old for you." That'll really...
I'm gonna start posting pictures of the girls on the Disney shows for you on your on your Facebook page.
Or you could just you could post something up, it could say, "Hey Matt, remember the days," and it could be a picture of like Miley Cyrus when she was 14.
Remember the good old days? Remember when Miley was in her prime? Remember how hot Drew Barrymore was in E.T.?
Man, when Drew Barrymore was drunk and 13, oh my God, she was hot.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you, Jay, Ash Moop is home this week. I'm getting instant audience feedback on what we're talking about.
And it's probably that slow, disappointed head shake.
It's a horizontal head shake. It's not a vertical one.
You know what? Vinny has hit the one button. I think he has something he wanted to discuss with us.
Well.
Vinny, are you there?
I am here. He's nothing like Tebow, because he actually has accomplished something in his life.
You know, there's no reason for Tebow hate here.
When he accomplishes something, then he can be talked about like he's some great athlete and great person.
Well, Tebow has accomplished something. He won a national championship. He won a Heisman.
He made it to the NFL.
He established a Tim Tebow Foundation, doing good charitable works. He's not a man of no accomplishments.
Okay. I didn't realize there was a love fest going on here today.
Oh, no. Well, it's always a love fest on I'm With Stupid.
we love
everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus, even though he's a big born-again Christian, Tim Tebow's a pretty big dude, and I'd never say anything bad to his face.
Exactly.
Well, seeing as he's probably not listening or sitting in your living room, I think you're safe.
Well, I don't know. Tim Tebow might be listening. I doubt Derek Jeter is, because Derek Jeter is engaged to Minka Kelly, so he has good things to do if he's not playing baseball.
He definitely has some better things to do than hanging around listening to Blog Talk Radio. I don't like him to be, I didn't think that there was any reason to.
Well, you're not required to like him. It's okay, but he's not a bad guy.
I don't not like him. I'm just saying that there's a difference in the two gentlemen that you were discussing.
There's a difference. Tebow is white.
And Jeter is black.
he's Milano, but that's
well, it, well, I tell you what, 10 years from now, we'll revisit the Tebow versus Jeter, and we'll see how things play out.
I'll be there.
Yeah, it'd be great. You know, we could always have the discussion if Derek Jeter